Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Welcome back, everybody, to Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You by Neogentrix. It is 6 p.m. How are you guys doing today? Now, we're going over diet, nutrition, and the way people eat certain nutrients and otherwise, and I started doing this set yesterday. Or was it the day before? It doesn't matter. And one of the topics I'm going to go ahead and cover is creatine. It's a chemical that is normally found in the body and mostly in muscles, but also in the brain. It is commonly found in the diet in red meat and seafood. By the way, this also can be created in laboratory. The reason I decided to bring up this topic is because I see a lot of people using it, and I have gotten a lot of questions since I started this. It was like almost immediate, like after the last podcast, whether or not they should actually use this supplement. Now, I will be honest with you. There are a lot of different supplements out there, and yes, there are a lot of different vitamins. There are a lot of pros and cons to eating and using a lot of these supplements and getting them in the food that you're required to get them from. However, there are those people who are allergic to select foods and they can't use them. So this is for those people. Creatine is also most commonly used for improving exercise performance, increasing muscle mass in athletes and older adults. There is some science supporting the use of creatine in improving athletic performance of young, healthy people. But during brief high-intensity activities such as sprinting, and this is one of those few cases where, you know, it's okay, but not in excess. You know, because of this, creatine is often used in dietary supplements to improve muscle strength and athletic performance. However, in the United States, a majority of sports nutrient supplements, which total, about 2.7 billion in annual sales, contains creatine in it already. So it's not like it's a bad thing, okay? A little insight here. It's allowed by the International Olympics Committee and the NCAA. So, however, when I say that, the NCAA no longer allows colleges and universities to supply this to their students. So you won't find these in any of the actual major level universities, okay? So in addition to improving athletic performance, it's also taken by mouth for creatine deficiency syndrome, or CDS, that affects the brain, chronic obstruction pulmonary disease, or COPD, CHF, which is congestive heart failure. This one's very, very common. Depression, diabetes, fibromyalgia, Huntington's disease. That one's the inflammation of the muscles. And a good couple of others. Along with those few, even though I said many, many more, I'm going to go ahead and list a few more. Parkinson's disease, which is also a disease of the muscles and the nerves. Keep in mind that a lot of these diseases that it helps prevent are all targeting the muscles in the body. Okay? Such as sclerosis and sclerodystonia, or as well as spinal problems. So, the question here stands now, how does this actually work? Well, creatine is involved in making the energy muscles need to work. Vegetarians and other people who have lower total creatine levels when they start taking the supplement seem to get more of a benefit than people who start with a higher level of it to start with. Skeletal muscles, which only hold a certain amount of creatine, adding more won't raise the levels anymore. As a matter of fact, if you've already reached a saturation point within the first few days of taking a loading dose, then there's no point in continuing to take it because you actually will hurt yourself. Too much of a good thing is actually a bad thing. Not doubling the amount will increase your performance. So, possible effects. Let's go ahead and talk about the uses and effects of creatine. One of the possible effects is athletic performance, like I mentioned before. Many factors seem to influence the effectiveness of creatine, including the fitness level and the age of the person using it, as well as the type of sport and the dosage. It does not seem to improve performance in aerobic exercises. However, it does increase the performance, it does not increase the endurance or improve performance in highly trained athletes. Okay, so keep this in mind. If you're already well toned, it's not going to help you much there. There is some evidence that creatine's loading effects, using 20 grams daily for 5 days, may be more effective than continuous use. However, it is still some uncertainty about exactly who can actually benefit from it and at what dose, because each person is totally different. So the research on it and use of people who are not active is conflicting. Some research showed that 20 grams of creatine daily for 5 days, followed by 5 grams daily for 5 days, doesn't improve muscle strength, but other research shows that taking 20 grams daily for 4 to 10 days does improve strength. So keep this in mind. And I'm going to go ahead and throw this out there. For the elderly, it's also conflicting. Small numbers of people, also who have fewer than 72 participants in this normal group, it's not possible to draw firm conclusions to such small numbers, so keep this in mind. While this may work for younger people, it may not be as effective for older generations. So, with that being said, syndromes caused by problems metabolizing creatine do arise, okay? Problems metabolizing it cause low levels of creatine in the brain, which results in mental retardation, seizures, autism. Not exactly that last one, because it hasn't completely been proven, and movement disorders. Taking creatine by amount daily for up to 3 years increases creatine levels in the brain and improves movement disorders and helps prevent seizures a little bit. However, it has little effect on mental abilities in young children and adults. So the creatine deficiency syndrome, it does go by another name. Its abbreviation is GAMT. You can look that one up yourself. However, taking creatine for up to 8 years seems to improve attention, language, academic performance in children with the CDS deficiency. It is a lot more effective in children than it is in grown adults. So taking creatine doesn't seem to improve brain creatine levels or movement disorders or mental abilities in children with creative transporter defects. Basically, those really advanced autistic kids that you make fun of that can't seem to do anything right, it's not going to help them. But for one, they're already super intelligent as it is. It's possibly ineffective for, how do I put this? It doesn't slow disease progressions or improve survival in people, especially ones with ALS. Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or just sclerosis for short, doesn't help them. And I'm going to go ahead and clear up some, what do they call them? I do believe they're called myths on insufficient evidence here. With some insufficient evidence, basically it hasn't been proven that they do. It does not help stop skin aging, okay? It can reduce it in men and some women, but it doesn't help completely stop it, as well as skin who's already been sun damaged. So keep this in mind. Especially with early research on effects of this supplement in people who have obstructive pulmonary disease, which is basically a lung disease, it's inconsistent. Some people it'll help and some people it won't. It hasn't been proven to stop it, as well as heart failure. Okay, it hasn't been proved to stop that yet either. Diabetes, fibromyalgia, vision loss, inherited nerve damage, a lot of those other diseases that I mentioned earlier, especially different multiple sclerosis that are there, as well as muscle cramps and dystrophy. These are different things that people say all over the place that it may help and improve, but that's not always the case. However, one of the top ones I'm going to go ahead and say right now, it does not help with recovery from surgery, so I'm going to go ahead and say that right now. Now, let's take it back a second. Let's look at the side effects and the safety of this actual supplement, okay? It is likely safe when taken by mouth approximately for up to 5 years, like I mentioned before. But when taken by mouth in high dosage, it is possibly unsafe, okay? There is some concern that it could possibly harm your kidney, liver, no one has more than one of those, or heart functions, okay? A connection between high dosage and negative effects has not been proven completely yet, but it does show that it does happen. Like stomach pain, nausea, diarrhea, and muscle cramping can be caused from overdosing on it, okay? But keep in mind that creatine also draws a lot of water from your body, so unless you're drinking a lot of water or you're extremely dehydrated, I would not recommend taking this supplement at all, okay? Many people who take this tend to gain weight, but it's typically due to the muscles that creatine is causing to hold water, okay? Keep in mind, your muscles hold a lot of water, so a lot of the weight in your body is caused by that. It's not fat, okay? There is some concern that combined creatine with caffeine and herbs might increase the chance of having serious side effects such as a stroke. While this is not entirely true, there is still the side effect of coffee mixing with the creatine to increase its effect, and if not doubling it, making it harmful in your body. However, with that being said, it can cause irregular heartbeats, so keep this in mind. Too much of a good thing can be a bad thing. However, there's one thing I want everybody to do, and especially if you're listening now, if you don't want to do this, this is up to you, but this is more or less a suggestion. Special precautions and warnings when using this product. Pregnancy or breastfeeding women should not be taking this at all. It is safe for children when taken by mouth, but it has to be between 2 to 5 grams daily. But they can only take it from 2 to 6 months. Keep this in mind. Any more than this, you might actually end up hurting your child, especially if they're not active. Bipolar disorder. There have been many, many cases where people with bipolar disorder took this and it made it worse. Okay. However, kidney disease and diabetes, while the diabetes isn't 100%, kidney failure is a high possibility. Okay. So that is also a factor. Alright, so the last thing I want to go ahead and cover, the dosage. I keep bringing up the dosage a lot in this podcast, and I'm sorry, but I want to make sure that I get this straight, because there are a lot of people who think that more is better, and it's not. For athletic performance, many different doses regimen have been used, however, but what has been proven, and I'm going to go ahead and tell you this, because it should be on the bottles as well, that in short term, using the loading dose, followed by a long-term maintenance dose, can help your body. However, the loading doses are usually 10 to 35 grams daily for 4 to 10 days. The maintenance dose that you're supposed to take with it is 2 to 9 grams daily. So keep this in mind when you're trying to take this as an adult, so that you don't exceed what your body can actually handle at that period in time. Even if you're an extremely active person, taking way too much of this can still cause a lot of problems. So, and on a side note, for those who want their children to take it or because the doctor said they have to, keep in mind that children are smaller, their bodies don't process the same chemicals in their body like we do. So for syndromes caused by problems metabolizing creatine, doses of 400 to 800 milligrams of creatine per kilogram of the body's weight, and you can do the math in your head or online if you need to convert between kilograms and pounds, have been taken daily for up to 8 years. So it's 400 to 800 milligrams, depending on the weight of the person, for 8 years, and I'm talking about for kids. This is not adults. This is for kids. Also, with that, 4 to 8 grams of creatine has been taken daily for up to 25 months. So at the most, and at minimum, you can do it up to 25 months, or you can go up to 8 years. But this depends on the age of the child. And remember, this has to be authorized by your doctor. I would not recommend giving this to a kid just because you feel that you're concerned. All right. So with that, I'm done covering creatine. And we'll move on to the next supplement after I cover the next segment on health. Okay? Enjoy the rest of your day.